We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The possibility that Sam Darnold may indeed play on Sunday.
I see that.
How about that?
Ty Becton practicing, and of course, the possibility that Denzel Mims could see the field. I'll believe that when I see it.
I know. But seeing, you know, you look at a season like this that's going nowhere, that's likely leading to zero wins or one win, you say, well, on Sunday, what's worth watching? And that's worth watching. You know, if Denzel Mims can actually look like an NFL wide receiver, that is worth watching because you need some semblance of talent going into next year. You can't start from zero, okay? Because the 96 Jets going into 97 didn't start from zero.
No, definitely not.
So, you know, I know it's different like in a baseball season. And you've always said this, like in a baseball season when your team is bad, there are some things you can watch in September that you can kind of talk yourself into be excited about. You know, maybe you're seeing guys that are going to be on your team next year and who knows, they could be stars on your team down the road. Those September call-ups. It's not as often you see that in the NFL, in the NBA, but you can see that potentially with a guy like Denzel Mims because there is still, despite the injuries, despite the fact that he hasn't been on the field yet, there is still a lot of hope that this guy can be a big part of this future.
He better be.
He better be. Especially when you look around at the incredibly talented class of wide
receivers.
Unbelievable.
We won't even start reeling off the names. It just makes me delirious.
It's incredible. It's an incredible list. So he's got some big company if he can go out and perform. But step one is playing. That is step one.
Yep.
The Michael Irvin Report is brought to you by BetMGM. Believe in your game. Download the app and make a bet today. And by Rocket Mortgage 2020 Pro Football Pick'em. Turn your football picks into $10,000 at radio.com/picks. The great Hall of Famer, Michael Irvin. Hi, Michael.
Mike, how are you, Mike?
Man, you know, it's just it's the same old, and it's going to be this way through the rest of the season. That's just what it is. I understand, Joe and Evan, what you guys deal with every day now. it's one thing. I'm serious, man, because, you know, listen, man, all of us, we all do the same thing. We go through the hard things we go through in life all week long, and we look forward to hopefully winning on the weekends, watching our team get a win. It is a hell of a thing to go through the week being hit by the waves of life, the vicissitudes of life, knowing when the weekend comes, you get your ass beat some more. That's all you got going.
Can I say something for your franchise here? And I want to get to this whole mess with Mike McCarthy and all that. You're still in. You know what? Here's the good news for you, Mike. You're 2-4, but you're sitting in first place in your division, in this horrific division you're in, where you could win seven games and you know, be sitting there with a home playoff game.
Okay, Joe. Okay, but let's talk this. Let's honestly. Let's talk.
I mean, you know what I mean, Mike.
And this is what I say when people retort that towards me, when they give this to me. I say, why would I want to go get in the water if I can't swim? Because I'm just going to drown.
Hey, Mike, I'd love to get
to the playoffs. They're just going to drown.
Mike, I'd love to get in the water, even if we can't swim.
Yeah, you know, okay, because that your goal is to just get it in the water.
Right now, I can't even see the water. Mike, forget about getting in it. I can't even see it.
Yeah, it's an old Negro hymn that they used to sing in church. Take me to the water. You know, the church, they
right,
no
right.
primitive Baptist stuff, no right. tambourines. They used to sing that. You guys just want to go to the water. I understand that. Over here, we were talking about winning the whole thing. We were talking about swimming the whole thing, buddy, bringing home the Holy Grail. And that's a long way.
No, no, I get that. But can I – you're not going to agree with me, but let me throw something out there, all right? Every under 500 team that's made the playoffs and has had a home playoff game
has won
that home playoff game. I understand that right now I would not put any money on Andy Dalton and the Dallas Cowboys with this defense winning a Super Bowl. I totally get that. But if you can get to the water, if you could just get to that ocean, as we've seen before, crazy stuff can happen, Mike.
Nothing this crazy, though. You understand the kind of crazy you're talking about? First of all, you got a team that gives up 40 points a game. So all of a sudden, you want them to, what, slice that in half? Can y'all please just get it down to 20? You got Andy Dalton in the offense that put up 10 points. Even if they slice the 40 down to 20, you're still losing 20 to 10. You're asking everybody to do half. Defense cut it in half. Offense, can you double up on the 10 and give us 20? And they'll still lose. It's just, listen, I got as much hope as anybody. I went in the last week's game. I said, okay, I brushed off myself. I got up out of that bed. I said, let's go. We ready. I'm pitching it to Andy Dalton. By the end of the first quarter, I was sitting here saying, oh, my God.
Well, can you tell your guy Zeke to hold down to the damn football?
Yeah, the two fumbles by Zeke didn't help there, Mike.
No, they did not. No, they did not. And, you know, and I was talking with Charles Haley because we were doing the podcast. Because Charles, I needed Charles on to do my podcast because I know Charles would say everything bluntly and clearly that I wish I could say. You know, got Charles Haley, you know, Charles is a crazy brother now. Love him to death. He takes his medication now, so he says he's good. But what he does still, to this day, he's over to the Ford Center. He was over to the Ford Center, and the guys are walking out on the field. He's talking to them as they walk out. Yo, sorry. I said, Charles, what do they do? What do they do when you're saying that? They just take it? Why would they just take it? I said, you wouldn't take it if somebody was doing that when we were walking on the field. Why should they just take it? He would say, because they're sorry. You know what I mean? It's amazing. The little things. I want to see fight in you daily. You can't just bring fight up in you on Sunday. If I got fight in me, I'm not walking on the field with some has-been player calling me sorry in my building. Get his ass out of my building. I'm going to say something to him or say something to the people around there that we're not putting up with this. That's all I'm saying.
I wouldn't call Charles Haley a has-been player. I mean, I wouldn't do that. But...
Well, yeah, I wouldn't either.
I mean, I don't know if I'd go there. But...
But in describing their lack of effort in moving towards a clarification when somebody's calling you out of your name, Then that shows you why maybe there's something missing on game day.
What's going on with McCarthy? I mean, there's talk now that the guy don't know what he's doing. I mean, I forget. I'm paraphrasing whoever said this, but there's rumblings in the locker room that there's issues with the coaching staff. I mean, what's going on here, Mike?
Yeah, it's gotten bad. It's one thing to lose games, man. It's another thing when you start losing your way and people are talking like what you're hearing, reports come out of the Cowboy locker room. You know, coaches don't know what they're doing. They don't know how to make adjustments. Because if you're playing for guys that you think don't know what they're doing, that's going to affect your effort. That's going to affect their effort. And these guys are sitting there saying, everybody's calling us all this stuff and calling us out, and it's really the coaches that's putting us in bad situations. Now, the other day, there's some situations that they have nothing to do with coaches that I watch. I watch a guy run right by a DB for 80 yards, a DB sitting in mud as a guy screaming down on him on a 9 route. Are you joking? If a guy's running at you full speed on a 9 route, a 9 route is a go route, everybody. And he's 2 yards in front of you, and you're still flat-footed, and he's 2 yards before he gets to you, he's already 2 yards by you. It's going to take you. It's going to take you the 2 yards from getting to you and the 2 yards for him to go by you just to turn your hips and start running. So that's not a coach put me in a bad position. That's a bad technique, and that's lack of knowledge on the kid that's playing that technique. That has nothing to do with coaches. So I can go through a game and point this stuff out all day to these players.
Mm. We're talking to Michael Irvin. Now, somebody's going to win the NFC East, okay? The commissioner's not going to come out and say there's no champion this year. We're punting 2020. Someone's going to win this division. I think Joe and I kind of lean towards, probably at this point, we put our money on Philadelphia, the experience that they have. But they are so banged up right now. Here in New York, I mean, the Giant fan is hoping, hey, why not us? They're on a one-game winning streak. As you look around this division, how do you think this is going to transpire? Can you see the Giants being a serious factor? What's your thoughts right now on the state of this sorry division?
I think all things are open. Let me tell you why I say that. The Cowboys, okay, and maybe the Cowboys aren't going to get much better. They don't have a lot of people coming back off of injury, right, that they're going to get so much better. They are where they are. But the Giants can continue to get better. They're dealing in a new system. They're learning new things. And each week, it shows up on scoreboard, or we are able to see it with our naked eye. They're moving forward, and they are getting better. The Eagles, this thing is wide open. This thing is why any one of these teams, honestly, if any one of them get on a two-game winning streak, they may run away with the division. Just a two-game win streak, you may run away with the division. I was seeing something the other day where they were talking about, you know, it possibly be a 4 or 5-win division. Teams got 5 wins.
I can't see that.
I don't know. I don't even know if it's possible.
I was going to say.
We got to play each other twice.
Right, right.
I don't even know if it's possible, but that's what they were saying. You know what I'm saying? That's what they were saying, and I was like, wow, that would be incredible.
What do you think, talking to the great Michael Irvin, and I want to get to away from the Cowboys here, but what do you think is the biggest issue with the Cowboys? It's been 20, and I don't want to put you on the spot here, but the Cowboys, I don't have to tell you, it's been 25 years now since you guys have won a championship, even been to a Super Bowl, and there's been one constant over this 25 years. I hate to say it, and that's the owner. I mean, I hear this from a lot of different Cowboy fans who will say exactly that to me, that, you know, 25 years, no championship, and they look right at Jerry Jones. And I know you're tight with Jerry Jones, and I don't want to put you in any trouble or anything like that, but what about that, Mike?
No, you can't put me in any trouble. You know, I don't think, well, maybe a few more checks still come that way. Yeah.
You know what I mean? I don't want to upset the apple cart here. I'm speaking for the Cowboy fans that talk to me. You know what I mean?
Selling my name. But no, listen, the truth of the matter is, hey, Jerry will do anything to win. Anything to win, you know? And sometimes maybe that's a great asset, but then sometimes can be a great liability, you know? And Jerry's loyal to a fault. You know, he sticks with things and sticks with it too long. It's so hard to get it right. It really is. So for years, they had the linemen. They had the line going. The line was the best line in the league. And as they were trying to build out the rest of the team and get the skill players around. Now you got the skill players and the linemen are gone. You know what I mean? You don't have that same line. It's just so hard to get it all going right at the right time to win. And the Cowboys, it just, you know, honestly, maybe when you look back at some of those teams, do you say, well, you held on to Coach Garrett too long. You gave him enough opportunities. You held on to him too long. That may be a possibility why it's been so long, you know, and everything. But yeah, man, it's just bad. It's worse now than all those years, I think, put together. This is the worst. This is the worst.
We're talking to Michael Irvin. What'd you think about the Tua decision? That felt like a big surprise.
I thought it was the right decision. You know, you guys, let's be real. I keep telling people, it's not like what it used to be when the Troy Aikmans and those guys came into the league. They were fitting those quarterbacks into a pro-style offense. They didn't care. They said, well, you got to learn how to play this offense. Now, they're fitting offenses around the young guys, the young quarterbacks that are coming in the league. They're using your gifts and your their talents. That's why Lamar Jackson can take off in this new league, because we build an offense around his system. That's what they'll do with Tua. It's not about his physical skill set. It's Tua. Does he have the mentality to withstand the hard times to get to the great times? If he has the mentality, and don't let it break him, but let it build him when he goes through the hard times, you think he has that mentality, you put him in the game right now. I don't care what anybody says. He's healthy. He has the right mentality. You put him in the game and let him learn. That sitting down, I keep telling, sitting down, Aaron Rodgers sat down behind Brett Favre. Of course, he sat down behind Brett Favre. If Tua had Brett Favre in front of him, I don't mind him sitting the rest of this year learning too. But he don't have Brett Favre in front of him. Let's get on the field.
Yeah, I watched the Chiefs the other night, and it was amazing to me. We all know what a high wire act the Chief offense is, and we watch them just bludgeon the right. Buffalo Bills with 260 whatever yards on the ground. If you're going to tell me they can run the football like that, and then you know be what they are in the passing game, that's pretty good, Mike.
Well, may as my pain grow greater, so shall yours, because they're going to be that on the ground. And let me tell you where the pain is coming in.
Tell me, I'm anesthetized with pain now.
They're going to be that on the ground with Le'Veon Bell.
Well, I can't. Mm. That doesn't.
I'm just telling you.
I want him to play well. I'll be honest with you.
You know what?
Stick at the gates.
As you will see, you will sit and say, "Wow!" For some reason, they look like. They look like, you know, don't look right when they're playing with the Jets. All of a sudden, they leave, and they look like all froze.
Yeah.
I mean, they look like...
I don't know why.
What's going on here? Because Andy Reid knows how to take your talent and make it part of his system. See, Gates, that's not a level that he's at. It's either his way or no way. He can't make a way with your talent. He can't make a way in his system with your talent. It has to be his way or no way. And I'm telling you, Andy Reid, watch what he does.
Well, we are well-versed in this. I mean, we could start with DeMario Davis, who is now, you know, he's turned into basically, you know, the best all-around linebacker in the NFL now that he's in New Orleans. We could talk about the best one was Kelechi Osemele, who all of a sudden turned into, you know, Larry Little once he got to Kansas City. You know, he couldn't play for my team, and he had this injury, and he's got a suit against the team. You know, I'm watching Robbie Anderson, and we should have never, ever, ever let go.
Robbie's going off, dog.
What?
Robbie's going off.
Of course. So when you tell me about left, I mean, I'm used to this, Mike.
Yeah.
Look, I noticed, too, that when the Jets trade Sam Darnold, when they draft Trevor Lawrence, he's going to go to Pittsburgh, and he's going to win Super Bowls with the Steelers. You think I don't notice already? I know.
That's a hard thing to say. Oh, we got a good team. It's just all over the NFL.
Right. It's everywhere else.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Dallas.
Jamal Adams, he'll be winning the Super Bowl in Seattle.
It's good all over. But it's harmonious. We're in the same boat, buddy. So you grab a pedal, I grab a pedal, and let's just try to find some land.
Yeah, all right. I don't know if we're necessarily in the same boat. I think your boat's a little nicer than mine, but, you know.
It is a nicer boat. Much bigger boat. Much
you know what,
shinier
Mike?
Boat.
Your boat's nicer than my boat.
We all going over the edge.
My boat's got some leaks in it, Mike. A lot of leaks.
You're right. We might not go over the edge. We may just see. That's what we may do.
Mike, my boat's got leaks, and I'm looking at the piranha underneath.
Michael, this isn't Jet-related, but speaking of guys that go to other teams and get better, Ryan Tannehill and the undefeated Tennessee Titans against the undefeated Steelers. This is a...
What a game, huh?
This is a very, very sexy game with huge implications. If we're talking about that one team that gets a first-round bye, Kansas City has a loss. Neither of these teams have a loss. We're only, 5 weeks in. What are your thoughts on both the Titans and Steelers as they get set for this battle on Sunday?
I can't wait for this battle. This is going to be, I think, the best game of the weekend because the matchup is great. Matchup is great. You say what you will. Ryan Tannehill, the way he's playing, his player stepped up because Arthur has returned. Once Arthur returned, Arthur is A.J. Brown. Arthur, A.J. Brown, once he came back, oh, my God, Ryan Tannehill is stepping off. And Arthur's going off because he's watching DK. And they're boys. So I know, you know, he was waiting to get back to show off because he's watching DK go off. Now Ryan Tannehill has Arthur, has A.J. back, and they're throwing the ball over. And that big motor coming down here.
Oh, my God.
Incredible.
How good is that guy?
To watch him go 90 yards.
Oh, my
running,
God.
As big as he is, man. My boy texts me. He's like, Mike, man, that's illegal, man. Hey, boy, no way that kid should be playing running back. That should be illegal. And then he can go 90 yards without getting caught. That's phenomenal talent right there. I'm looking forward to that game because Pittsburgh has what it takes to slow down that run.
Right,
if Pittsburgh
right.
can slow down that run and make this a battle between Ryan Tannehill and Ben Roethlisberger, that's going to be a game.
What an indictment, Ryan Tannehill. I mean, Adam Gase and Ryan Tannehill. I mean, this guy, I know he was injured a lot in Miami, but what he's turning out to be, that's just another, you know, mark against Adam Gase, Mike.
Yeah, but this is what I say to that. This is what I say to that. Because Baker, I find Baker Mayfield in the same issue. You know, he's the first pick in the draft. So now he has to come out, and we have to see his worthiness. You got to make him throw the ball all over the field. When the reality is, the greatest players, the Russell Wilson, the Tom Brady's, they all went through a phase where they were winning with running teams that played great defense. That's what Cleveland is—a running team that can play defense, you know. But they don't want, since you're the first pick of the draft, they don't want to live on that. They want to try to show that they justify by picking the right first pick. Ryan Tannehill was an early pick. They wanted to justify by making. But now Ryan's like, hey, I'm in the right situation.
Right,
over here,
right.
I can win with the run game and some defense and then add my passing, and I can be a star. You
He's
know?
Also got
but
a little better head coach.
You win with passing, and you making me a bust.
He's also got a little better head coach with Mike Vrabel. I mean,
that's
a little
what I'm
better.
Telling you. That's
just
what we're saying the same thing. We just said it a different way. Vrabel's one of the best in the league.
Yeah,
Vrabel,
yeah. Of course.
Incredible job he is doing.
Well, he's also now showing us, like every once in a while, he likes to pull out a Belichick and whip out a rule or a strategy that none of us ever saw, or maybe we haven't seen in a long time, like purposely sending out a 12th man to take a penalty and stop the clock. Like, and he's done this before, so Vrabel's kind of showing off the Belichickian in him over the last couple of years, too.
Yeah, you see, I mean, we so harmonized, man. I said that, too. I said the same thing. I said he's one of the only Belichickians that are having success after leaving. Man, somebody, well, he didn't coach. I said, well, he played. You know what I mean. You know what I mean? Anybody up under that covering, you know, and you know, Brian Flores looks like he'll be headed in the right direction once now he has his quarterback, and I think he's doing a pretty good job. But absolutely, Vrabel's the best that has left that covering.
You know, I got to ask you something about that, and I know Brian Flores is doing well, so I put him to the side. But maybe it helped Vrabel that he didn't coach under Bill, that his experience with Bill is as a player, but he's not really in the Bill Belichick tree because he was on the Texans staff for a while, and I don't know. Do you think that in a way helped him, that he wasn't learning the coaching?
It helped Vrabel.
Yeah, that's what I mean, yeah.
That
he played for him, right.
See, all these other dudes, the Belichickians, they all go places and try to rule with the iron thumb
right,
because
right.
that's what they watch their mentor do.
Right.
And what they do is get no they get a feeling of no connectivity with the team because the team like, oh, wait a minute, who are you coming in with all these and all these rules and this and that? What have you done? You know, they get that. But Vrabel's coming in as a player and he's not ruling hands, you know, not being who he is and all of those things. Yeah, he's strict with the rules and they play disciplined football. They play disciplined football, but he doesn't have to pretend. He doesn't have to be the Bill O'Briens that get rid of a DeAndre Hopkins. He knows how to talk and work with those guys instead of getting rid of them.
You buy the Bears at 5-1?
I buy their defense. And the possibilities of Nick Foles doing some things sometimes. And when the defense is that good, sometimes can get you pretty far. You know, sometimes can get you a good run in the playoffs. You know, Nick Foles. But without Allen Robinson, they got some players over there. I think Allen Robinson is one of the most underrated wide receivers in the National Football League for what he does and what for his skill set and his gifts. I think he's one of the most underrated in our receivers.
Well, Michael, good luck to Dallas on Sunday taking on Washington. You better win that game, though, bro.
Who do you like tomorrow night? Giants or the Eagles? Who do you like in that game?
Man, I took the Giants to win this week, and they did good for me, but I think that Eagles defensive front, if Magic Cox really want to play when he wants to play, he could do some things. So I'm going to take the Eagles tomorrow. I'll take the Eagles.
We shall see. Thank you, Michael. Always great.
Mike, always a pleasure, bro.
Always good chatting, guys. Appreciate it.
Michael Irvin, I tell you, you know, we were talking quickly about that Tennessee-Pittsburgh game.
Yep.
It's one of those rare moments as a Jet fan in which I have no urge to watch the Jets. It's on at the same time.
Right, right.
I have an urge to, like, sit there and, you know, put the Sunday ticket on and just focus on Tennessee-Pittsburgh.
Right, right.
I probably won't because come Sunday, you know, it's in your blood.
Well, I got to watch it. I may have more than just the Jet interest in his game. I don't know yet.
No, knockout.
I don't know how I don't take the Bills in a knockout pool. I mean, I hate to do it, but I don't know how I don't, bro. How do I not?
Well, when you look at this schedule and you look at the available teams, you got to take them. Even with the Jets getting healthy, and even with it being a divisional game, all those factors.
No, I know.
I mean, they're 13-point favorites. That's the latest line.
Is it up to 13? I saw 11.5 today. Is that what it is, 13?
I saw in one place it at 13 points. It's incredible.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.